Hello and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. Today's reading is from Genesis chapters 30 and 31. And this is from, my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible, from which I read daily. And we begin, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy words to us draw near. Let us thy words still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin Genesis chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. Then Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead, which hath withholden from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, Behold my maid Bilhah, go into her, and she shall bear upon my knees, and I shall have children also by her. Then she gave him Bilhah her maid to wife, and Jacob went into her. So Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. Then said Rachel, God hath given sentence on my side, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore she called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob the second son. Then Rachel said, With excellent wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and have gotten the upper hand. And she called his name Naphtali. And when Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. Then said Leah, A company cometh. And she called his name Gad. Again Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob another son. Then said Leah, Ah, blessed am I, for the daughters will bless me. And she called his name Asher. Now Reuben went in the days of the wheat harvest, and found mandrakes in the field, and brought them into his mother Leah. Then said Rachel to Leah, Give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. But she answered her, Is it a small matter for thee to take mine husband, except thou take my son's mandrakes also? Then said Rachel, Therefore he shall sleep with thee this night for thy son's mandrakes. Then and Jacob came from the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, Come into me, so, for I have brought and paid for thee with my son's mandrakes. And he slept with her that night. And God heard Leah, and she conceived, and bare unto Jacob the fifth son. Then said Leah, God hath given me my reward, because I gave my maid to my husband, and she called his name Issachar. After Leah conceived again, and gave Jacob the sixth son. Then Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry, now will mine husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons, and she called him Zebulun. After that she bare a daughter, and she called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God heard her, and opened her womb. So she conceived and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my rebuke. And she called his name Joseph, saying, The Lord will give me yet another son. And as soon as Rachel had borne Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, Send me away, that I may go into my place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest what service I have done thee. To whom Laban answered, If I have now found favor in thy sight, tarry. I have perceived that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. Also he said, Appoint unto me thy wages, and I will give it thee. But he said unto him, Thou knowest what service I have done thee, and in what taking thy cattle hath been under me. For the little that thou hadest before I came is increased into a multitude, and the Lord hath blessed thee by my coming. But now when shall I travel for mine own house also? Then he said, What shall I give thee? And Jacob answered, Thou shalt give me nothing at all. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will return, feed and keep thy sheep. I will pass through all thy flocks this day, and separate from them all the sheep with little spots and great spots, and all black lambs among the sheep, and the great spotted and the little spotted among the goats, and it shall be my wages. So shall my righteousness answer for me hereafter, when it shall come for my reward before thy face, and every one that hath not little or great spots among the goats, and black among the sheep, the same shall be theft with me. Then Laban said, Go to, would God it might be according to thy saying. Therefore he took out the same day the he-goats that were paddy-colored, and with great spots, and all the she-goats with little and great spots, and all yet had white in them, and all the black among ye sheep, and put in ye them in ye keeping of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob kept the rest of Laban's sheep. Then Jacob took rods of green poplar, and of hazel, and of the chestnut tree, and pilled white streaks in them, and made the white appear in the rods. Then he put ye rods, which he had pilled in the gutters and watering troughs, when the sheep came to drink, before ye sheep, for they were in heat when they came to drink. And the sheep were in heat before the rods, and afterward brought forth young of paddy color, and with small and great spots. And Jacob passed these lambs, and turned the faces of the flock toward these lambs, party-colored and all manner of black, among the sheep of Laban. So he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not with Laban's flock. And in every ramming time of the stronger sheep, Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the sheep in the gutters, yet they might conceive before the rods. But when the sheep were feeble, he put them not in. And so ye feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. So the man increased exceedingly, and had many flocks, and maidservants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. Genesis chapter 31. Now he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of our father's goods hath he gotten all this honor. Also Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, that it was not towards him as in times past. And the Lord had said unto Jacob, Turn again into the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Therefore Jacob sent, and called Rachel and Leah into the field into his flock. Then said he unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as it was wont. And the God of my father hath been with me. And ye know that I have served your father with all my might. But your father hath deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If it be thus, the spotted shall be thy wages, and all the sheep bear spotted. And if he said thus, The party-colored shall be thy reward, then bear all ye sheep party-colored. Thus hath God taken away your father's substance and given it me. For in ramming time I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the he-goats leapt upon the she-goats that were party-colored with little and great spotted. And the angel of God said to me in a dream, Jacob. And I answered, Lo, I am here. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes, and see all the he-goats leaping upon the she-goats that are party-colored, spotted with little and great spots, for I have seen all that Laban hath done unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest ye pillar, where thou vowedst a vow unto me, Now arise, get thee out of this country, and return into the land where thou wast born. Then answered Rachel and Leah, and said unto him, Have we any more portion and inheritance in our father's house? Doth not he count us as strangers? For he hath sold us, and hath eaten up and consumed our money. Therefore all ye riches which God hath taken from our father is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do it. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his flocks and all his substances which he had gotten, to wit, his riches which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father unto the land of Canaan. When Laban was gone to shear his sheep, then Rachel stole her father's idols. Thus Jacob stole away the heart of Laban the Aramite, for he told him not that he fled. So fled he with all that he had, and he rose up and passed the river and set his face toward Mount Gilead. The third day after it was told Laban that Jacob fled, then he took his brethren with him and followed after him 7 days' journey and overtook him at Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Aramite in a dream by night, and said unto him, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, aught save good. Then Laban overtook Jacob, and Jacob had pitched his tent on the mount, and Laban also with his brethren pitched upon Mount Gilead. Then Laban said to Jacob, What hast thou done? Thou hast even stolen away mine heart, and carried away my daughters as though they had been taken captives with the sword. Wherefore didst thou flee so secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee forth with mirth and with songs, with timbrel and with harp? But thou hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now thou hast done foolishly in doing so. I am able to do you evil. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob aught save good. Now thou wendest thy way, because thou greatly longed it after thy father's house. Yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Then Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, and thought that thou wouldest have taken thy daughters from me. But with whom thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Search thou before our brethren what I have of thine, and take it to thee. But Jacob wist not that Rachel had stolen them. Then came Laban unto Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maids' tents, but found them not. So he went out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the idols, and put them in the camel's litter, and sat down upon them. But Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. Then said she to her father, My lord, be not angry that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. So he searched, but found not the idols. Then Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. Jacob also answered and said to Laban, What have I trespassed? What have I offended, that thou hast pursued after me? Seeing thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thine household stuff? Put it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge between us both. This 20 years I have been with thee. Thine ewes and thy goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. Whatsoever was torn of beasts, I brought it not unto thee, but made it good myself. Of mine hand didst thou require it, were it stolen by day or stolen by night. I was in the day consumed with heat, and with frost in the night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thine house, and served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy sheep. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. But God beheld my tribulation, and the labor of mine hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. Then Laban answered and said unto Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these sons are my sons, and these sheep are my sheep, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or to their sons which they have borne? Now therefore come, and let us make a covenant, I and thou, which may be a witness between me and thee. Then took Jacob a stone, and set it up as a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, Gather stones, who brought stones, and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Yegar Sahadutha, and Jacob called it Galeed. For Laban said, This heap is witness between me and thee this day. Therefore he called the name of it Galeed. Also he called it Mizpah, because he said, The Lord look between me and thee when we shall be departed one from another. If you shall vex my daughters, or shall take wives besides my daughters, there is no man with us. Behold, God is witness between me and thee. Moreover, Laban said to Jacob, Behold this heap, and behold the pillar, which I have set between me and thee. This heap shall be witness, and the pillar shall be witness. Yet I will not come over this heap to thee, and that you shall not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for evil. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, and ye God of their father, be judge between us. But Jacob swear by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob did offer a sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departing went unto his place again. May God add his rich blessing to this reading of his holy word. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. Yea, the Bible saith this. Join me tomorrow for continued readings in Genesis.